Our topic today is the sugar root sweet potatoes, the real sweet potatoes. Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants. My name is Frederik Vollert, and at Lubera Edibles, I am responsible for the product development. My guest today is Markus Kobelt, co-founder of Lubera Edibles and also founder of Lubera. So, hello, Markus. Your breeding programs are such wide. Why now also sweet potatoes?
You have to be grounded. No. Some years ago, we decided that systematically we want to go vegetables. Some potato people would say these are not vegetables, but for us they are. And then in the vegetables, of course, we are not doing everything. So we are concentrating on root crops like potatoes, sweet potatoes, yacon, oca, whatever. So, but for the moment,
so every kind makes tubes.
Yes. But especially for the moment in potatoes and sweet potatoes. For the home garden market, yeah. And we are also doing some fruit vegetables like tomatoes. And so this is a strategic way. Our love of plants goes through the stomach.
So you said you also decided to breed normal potatoes besides the sweet potatoes. Two questions. Are sweet potatoes, are you able to grow sweet potatoes in a middle European climate?
Yes, of course. Here in the Western world, plus in West Europe, it's a new crop, it's an upcoming crop, it's an orphan crop, you could also say. But it's very clear now that it's coming. So the potential is huge in agriculture. So I think that in agriculture, sweet potatoes will 4 or 5-fold in the next 10 years and will come near to the potatoes. In the home garden, the same. So it's a huge and interesting crop. And we decided to breed first and foremost for the home garden market. So if we find interesting products, especially with agronomic values like big crop, we will also look at the professional market, but that's only a secondary step for us. And we will do it not ourselves, but through partners and licensees. Mm-hmm. So we are concentrating on the home garden market. And for that, it's fantastic. And what we have learned, especially in the last year, which was really one of the worst years climatic-wise, huge rain, perhaps no month which was above average, but many months below average. And the climatic resilience of sweet potatoes is much better than the climatic resilience of potatoes. And so that's a very interesting learning. It was and is a subtropical and tropical crop, but in our climate from March till September. So it has to be fast. It must develop very fast to have interesting fruits and also kilograms. That's what we have to resolve in breeding. But climate-wise, in these months, it's fantastic to grow here. Mm-hmm. And also in gardens.
And is there a difference in the breeding program between potatoes and sweet potatoes? So in the common name, it's both potatoes, but is it the same in breeding? Or is there a big difference?
Yes, in potatoes, perhaps because it was cultivated here in Western Europe for now 500 years, we have to concentrate, and because pests and diseases have developed in this time, and they have specialized on potatoes. So resistance breeding, especially for early and light blade is very important, especially for the home garden market, and is one of our most important goals in potato breedings. This, for the moment, is not the most important goal in sweet potato breedings because there are not many enemies for the moment known. Because it's an orphan, it's a new upcoming crop, it has almost no enemies, for at least at the moment. And especially not in the garden, not if you don't have a monoculture. And so it's very different. In potato breeding, we have to concentrate on decent quality plus resistance, plus resistance, plus resistance. And here in sweet potatoes, we can concentrate on quality, quality, quality and differentiation. So there are different types of sweet potatoes. So that's the difference in breeding. And in sweet potatoes, you have an empty field. So you have, of course, we are testing currently and using as mother plants about 40 varieties on the market, perhaps 10 to 20 varieties. But in the potatoes, you have thousands of varieties. So we are in an empty field as breeders in sweet potatoes, and we are in a full grown out field in the normal potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And now you in spring 2022, you will release the first variety program. So the first, it called the Sugar Root Series. Sugar Root Sweet Potatoes. So what is the difference between the Sugar Root Sweet Potatoes and the common varieties?
I think when you are eating them, and you have eaten them, you can yes. later tell, the difference is very clear. As an assortiment, and of course, these differences are better in three of the five varieties, or of the four varieties, but it's very clear. So we want to have sweet, sweet potatoes in our assortment of sugar roots. That's the name, sugar roots, sweet roots. And we want in the tendency to have more fluid, more creamy varieties to eat, and not dry and not corny varieties to eat. So that's a difference. Many varieties on the market, say the LSU varieties from Louisiana State Variety, but also some of the Erato varieties by Volmery, are fantastic varieties with huge crops, but they are less sweet, clearly less sweet, and also less creamy, less fluid than our variety. So that's the way we want to differentiate. That's the reason, the raison d'être of the sugar root varieties.
So in sweet potatoes, you normally have more colorful tube than in potatoes. So which colors do you have in your new assortment?
Yes, we're concentrating now by talking about it. On the inside color, we have always the outside color and the inside color. Also, the outside color can differentiate, but more important is the flesh color. So we have sugar root white, we have yellow, we have maroon, which is a two-color variety, and we have red. Perhaps you are the best, because Frederick, for our listeners and viewers, Frederick is a sweet type, so he likes sweetness over everything, so he is the specialist, and he's also co-breeder of our sweet potatoes. I have to say that in sweet potato breeding, I'm not the most important worker. It's Frederick and Moritz Köhler, our breeder, our professional breeder. He has brought in to our breeding program in the last year the vegetable breeding, so tomato, potato, and sweet potato, and especially the sweet potatoes, but also the potatoes. Frederick worked also a lot. He's about working 1 week a month. He's working in Switzerland in our breeding department to have a connection between the young plant company who is developing the product and our breeding. So, Frederick, what are your remarks about the eating of the Sugarroot, sweet potatoes.
Yeah, it was a very interesting week last year in autumn. I think it was end of October, where we digged out all the sugarroot varieties, and also all our breeding. Seedlings, and also all the comparable varieties. So in on 2 days we had tasted, I think, about 30 varieties and seedling numbers, and also the sugarroot series. So we will start with the sugarroot, with a sugarroot white. It's a very the flesh color of the tubes are it's a creamy bright white, and it's also when it's cooked, it has a very creamy melting texture. So it's I like it, and it's also the sweetest ones of all our varieties. Then we have sugarroot yellow. It's not that bright yellow as is shown from a lemon. So it's more a creamy yellow color, and it's also a true sugarroot, but it's not that sweet as sugarroot white, and it's not that creamy melting texture. It's a little bit more firm, but not unlikely. So it's a very good maybe for processing into chips or fries. So that will be a good. Then we have a sugarroot chestnut. Sugarroot chestnut has also a ground color of a creamy yellow, but it's marbled with a little kind of orange. So it's a two-colored variety in the flesh. And it's also very sweet, and has also a creamy melting texture. And when you eat it, you have some kind of a chestnut taste. So it's also very interesting. And then the fourth variety is sugarroot purple. It's a blue purple variety. It's a very dark inside, and it's all as we had taste a lot of purple or red varieties in autumn, and we have seen that most of the purple varieties are not that sweet as the yellow or white or orange ones, but sugarroot purple is also sweeter than other purple varieties, and it has a deeper taste. It's not clear sweet, so it comes of the anthocyanins in the flesh that is brings another taste, a spicier taste. So it's also very good for eating. And we this spring the sugarroot sweet potatoes will be released at Lubera.com as finished plants in spring, but also at Lubera Edibles we will have young plants available. Not that much. It could be that it's more that we'll have to.
Dry plants, or reduce some amounts, so yeah, we are still almost sold out. So if you are interested in sugarroots varieties, try to have some test plants this year and try to order as early as possible our plants for 2023. And yes, so again, our tomato breeding, our sweet potato breeding will go on with a huge potential. We still lack an orange variety, but we have a huge pipeline. Also in the reds, which I especially find very interesting because they have a different aroma profile. with a deeper taste, with also some bitterness in it, some taste like black chocolate,
yes,
brown chocolate. So it's really fantastic to breed there, and we will go forward to fill the gaps in our...
But not only to breed it, so also to taste it.
Yes, we want to have fun in our work. And so that's really interesting. What we haven't done in the last year, but perhaps we shouldn't say on our podcast enough, is really to dry the leaves and to dry spinach or vegetable to make out of the leaves. There is much written about it, but nobody has done it really. So I think that should be a to-do for next year, because we like, you know, Frederick, as I've said, is working every month 1 week in Switzerland, and he likes to eat and he likes to cook. So we will, as for sure next year or this year, we will do some tasting of the leaves as a spinach, as a sweet potato spinach. And I'm sure that we will find better and less good varieties there too. We have also a pipeline in ornamental and eating varieties, the combination of both. There is very important to find better varieties which never have some very small roots. We have in the existing ornamental varieties, we see often that they are not doing roots, and this we have to overcome. And so we are going forward. We have also to say it's a lot of our work, like always in breeding. Yeah, there is a what is advantage, what is going forward in breeding. That's to being a dwarf on the shoulder of giants. So we are the dwarfs. Yeah, perhaps Frederick is a little bit too big for it, and the giants are the people who have started this. So also like in other crops, like in apples. We are on the shoulders on the older ones. In sweet potatoes in the Western world, especially of the Louisiana State University, who started the Western potato breeding for the Western world, and it's rather southern in Louisiana. And so it's a good work that we can, on their shoulders, we can go on and try to develop varieties from here in Middle Europe, for here in Middle Europe, and also varieties which are not only stomach-filling side dishes, but who are culinary, very interesting vegetables. That's our vision of the sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Thank you, Marco. Thank you for your insight views of sweet potato breeding. Yeah, we are at the end of this episode. I hope you liked it. If you have any questions or comments, you can just email me direct under frederick.follert@luberaedibles.com. And we will see us at our next episode about wild fruit breeding. So thank you for listening and also for viewing.
Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.